97.
Go now?
5?
23?
95.5
KLOS. Sold! Southern California's rock station, Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Greetings, sir.
Someone's a little hungover.
Oh, my God. And this isn't even bad. I mean, if I had to come in yesterday. Oof.
Yes, but if you would have had to come in yesterday, maybe you would have probably not.
No.
Altered your intake.
Oh, hell no. Look at these eyes. How bloodshot are they? I can't tell.
All I know is that before we started, Sluggo said, are we done yet?
Is it time to go home?
It's a rough day.
Crawl into bed, man.
How was the weekend?
Good. That was phenomenal. I mean,
what you remember?
Yes.
Fantastic.
And you?
Good.
Yeah, you went to a Galaxy game?
Went to a Galaxy game,
nice.
Yep.
Nice, very cool.
Didn't win, but, you know, what are you going to do? Yeah. It was fun to go. Joey Chestnut is gross.
I have a t-shirt that says that. Have you seen
the competitive eating world?
Oh, it's just, blah.
It's crazy. Gross.
No, yeah.
There's nothing good about that. No,
especially when it comes back up.
Right, sure. I mean, we weren't even going there. I'm just saying going down, it's gross.
Yeah, that's gross, too.
Let alone coming back
up. Put in mind of the Exorcist.
There was a tractor chase on the 4th of July.
Oh, no, I didn't see this.
A tractor chase,
wow,
yes.
Wow, he must have been hog heaven.
A woman on a tractor with police running along beside her.
All right, eventually you're going to have to slow down to 1 mile an hour.
This is one of the greatest things I've ever seen. And our 1 second of nonstop
rock that refuses to die
is still at $2,000.
Nobody can guess this clip.
And we're going to give you another try this hour.
Yep.
Just before 4 o'clock, we will play you the clip. And then you be the correct caller and you'll win $2,000.
Get it out of here.
That's a good way to start a partial week.
Yeah, it's collecting mold.
So that's coming up a little bit later on this hour on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Have a good 4th of July.
Man, such a good 4th of July. I need another 4th of July, a second 4th of July to continue the fun.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you blow anything up? I mean, I know you're a big fireworks
didn't
fan.
This
really?
Time.
Wow,
no.
That's weird.
Yeah.
What year is this?
Usually I go all out.
Yeah, you do.
But this time, for some reason,
as
it just
Danny DeVito can attest to.
Didn't work out.
Firing fireworks right at Danny DeVito. Jump, brother!
I've had so many instances. Nothing like this, though. This out of Texas, Rockwall, Texas. I'm not sure where that is, but there was a woman who was a participant in the 4th of July parade.
Okay.
That was taken into custody Saturday after refusing to cooperate with officials and trying to evade arrest by driving a tractor.
That's a fast getaway vehicle.
It was relatively fast.
Ah, okay.
In that at one point the police were running beside her and she was able to go faster to leave him in her dust.
Oh, wow, well, there you go. Oh, it's good to remember that.
That happened. Listen to this.
61-year-old woman is in jail after police say she drove her tractor in the Rockwall 4th of July parade even though officials said she was not allowed.
All right, so she shows up. She shows up at the staging area.
Right.
And she's driving. She's 61.
Well, I got my tractor.
She's driving her tractor, and apparently she's acting all weird.
You guys gonna love my tractor!
But you know what that means, that she was drinking.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Almost always.
Oh yeah.
I mean, we don't know that, but let's be honest, we know that. So they tell her, she's already causing a problem. They tell her you can't go in the parade.
Like, you know, it's a nice tractor and all, but nobody wants to sit and look at it.
Right, exactly. Continue.
Video from people watching the parade shows Lori Bostick plowing through the parade route on that tractor, even as multiple officers try to get her to stop. Now, police say they were eventually able to force her off the road where she actually ran the tractor into a fence. Bostick was booked for evading arrest, interference with a processional, and criminal mischief.
Criminal mischief. You know, next time I get arrested, it needs to be for criminal mischief.
Your mind caught on to criminal mischief.
Yes.
Mine caught on interference with a procession.
A procession. That can't even be illegal. Let's put that in the books.
What?
You know, because processions are so holy and wonderful.
Interference with a processional.
She's just trying to make it interesting.
That's a charge.
There's nothing more boring than a parade.
So
she's just trying to help, and who knew that it was against the law? Who would know that? You're just trying to help.
So she's riding through town, just people on the side and police running after her and trying to get her to stop. And
John Deere's on the phone going, hey, we're revoking our deal with you.
So she had a good time, that 61-year-old.
Right now!
Mm-hmm. And was arrested and, you know, is in jail. So.
Criminal mischief.
And interference with a processional. Which is absurd.
That was one of my dad's favorite things. You're cruising for a bruising.
My dad used to say that, too.
Did he?
Yeah.
It was like a dad thing.
It is a dad thing.
Ever say that as a dad yourself?
No.
No.
No, it's one of those things that just strikes me as very, and I love my dad.
Sure.
Rest in peace.
Yep.
But it was one of those things that just sounds daddish that I
hated. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
That I would never use.
Yep.
Cruising for a bruising.
Shut up. Yeah, boy, you said shut up. Woo! You would have gotten that bruising.
That's true. That's very true. All right, let's talk about TikTok trends. Let's stop telling people not to do it.
Not to do what?
Whatever.
Oh, yeah. What's
the
point?
If they're doing a trend.
Right.
And it's dangerous.
Yep.
How that?
That's, yeah.
But what, are we going to lose a possible scientist in the future? No.
Very unlikely.
In this particular case, they're putting garlic up their nose. They put a whole piece of garlic up, jam it in their nose for like 15 minutes, and then take it out.
And do what with it? Burn it, I hope?
Listen, this is a computer voice.
Okay.
I believe.
Yeah.
Listen to this report.
Okay.
A TikTok trend shows users placing a clove of garlic in each nostril, supposedly to clear the sinuses.
Come on, clear the sinuses. And if that guy isn't a robot, he's going to be so pissed. I am not a robot. How dare you?
After keeping it in for 5 to 15 minutes, the users pull the garlic out, followed typically by long strands of mucus, but...
Great. Great. But, you're saying but.
No.
Doctors warn this may cause a sinus infection.
Really?
Or an obstruction that could require surgical intervention.
Really?
The laryngologist, Neil Bhattacharya of Mass Eye and Ear, notes the drainage is not from the sinuses clearing, but rather a reaction to smell and irritation.
You're literally just irritating your nose.
Oh, my God.
Oil secretions from the garlic could give you a rash, blisters, or permanent scarring in or around the nose.
What's with the beautiful music?
I don't know, but it's very lovely.
Somebody's playing guitar. Hey, can you keep it down?
Instead, saline nasal sprays or saltwater irrigation are recommended to clear the sinus.
Oh, you mean normal treatments.
I see.
Oh,
nasal spray.
Shoving garlic. You know, I think all of these things.
Let's stop doing these news reports. Let's just stop.
Let them do it. Yeah,
just let them put whatever they want up their nose.
But then when you get in a car accident, you go to the hospital, you got this idiot with garlic shoved up his nose in front of you because, you know, no one told him not to do that.
But usually it doesn't matter if you tell him not to do it.
No,
no one's listening to Robot Guy.
Well, maybe the guitar music helped. Maybe someone's like, hold on, this guy knows what he's talking about.
I mean, come on.
Seriously.
There are ways to clean your sinuses.
Yes,
that's an actual scientific thing.
Blow your nose.
There's
that.
Sure.
Yeah, like the saline. That
saline
works.
Rinse.
Sure, there's that weird neti pot thing. That'll do it.
But let's stop shoving garlic up your nose. And if you're going to do it, then let's start telling them not to.
But, you know, I really think these things get started as a joke, like the flat earth thing. I think it was a joke. And then not so bright people latch onto it. And they're like, yeah, go ahead. And someone just told me, I read it somewhere or something, that he was hanging out with this dude and they were smoking out. And at the end of the joint, this guy ate it. He ate the roach. The last little bit. And he was like, why'd you do that? And he goes, you told me to, like 15 years ago when we first started smoking. You said that's what would really get you high. And he's like, oh, that was a joke.
He's been doing that for
15 years. 15 years.
Based on a joke.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Really,
so you think the first people who put the garlic up the nose and do it on TikTok
to do it.
Are trying to get...
Just screwing with people.
They're just messing around.
Seeing
they know
a lot
it's
of people
not...
start doing it. Yeah. Or their grandma did it. I mean, I'm sure some of them have
Grandma did it.
Some of them. Yeah. She also used to tell me to eat my J's when I was done, man. Eat the roach. That extra
you get
kick.
Higher that way.
But I really think, you know, like the flat earth, that was like a joke, you know?
And was people, it, though?
Yeah, probably.
Was it?
And then some people are like, I think it is.
Yeah, I mean, there are those people, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying these people who are putting stuff up their nose on TikTok.
Yeah, who knows, man? I mean, that would be a great... Yes, let them do it.
Let them do it.
Let's start a joke.
Let's stop putting all these news reports out saying, oh, this TikTok trend is bad for you. It just makes people want to do it more.
You're going to take away a job from the robot with the guitar playing and all that.
Although he's doing a wonderful job.
He is, yeah.
Listen, we're holding your $2,000. We're holding it.
Yeah.
We've been holding it for a while.
We have not spent it, which has not been easy.
I mean, technically, we're not allowed to spend it.
Right. But at this time, it's been
getting pretty tempting.
Here. Yeah. You know, I think we're going to be in an old folks' retirement home trying to get other people to guess what this clip is. We've been trying to get someone to guess this for over 25 years. What do you think it is?
And the $2,000 will have just been cut down to like $2.
It's going to be worth like $2 by then, yeah.
All right, listen. So it's 1 second of nonstop rock. We're going to play the song. You be caller 13, 818-955-KLOS. Tell us the name of the song, tell us the artist, and we will give you $2,000.
$2,000 that we've been scribbling all over and lying here in the studio all this time will finally be yours. So here's
generally, we just roll around on the floor in it. So
you got a lot of really good pictures.
Maybe you want it, maybe you don't.
Gonna clean it first for sure. All right, here you go. Here's your clip. And now's the time to call. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock.
Game. For $2,000, KLOS, who's this?
This is Mark.
Mark, you're caller 13.
Oh, great. How you guys doing?
We're doing well. How are you?
Good.
We really want to get this money out of the house because it's marked and people are going to finally figure out where we stole it from. So do you think you know what it is? Don't say yet.
Okay.
Do you think you know?
I'm not. I have a good guess.
Okay.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, give us the name of the song and the artiste, and that $2,000 is yours. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here is your clip. What is that?
Is it Tom Sawyer by Rush?
It is not. Sorry about that.
Well, we'll see you in the nursing home. We'll play it for you there in a few years. Thanks for calling.
Right on, man. Bye now.
So it's worth $2,000.
Between 4 and 5.
He called us the other day talking about trousers chili. And now Kirk Macon has made himself caller 13. So he gets to get into Ronnie James Dio's birthday this coming Saturday.
All right.
We have tickets to that. That's happening at 2 p.m. You can actually buy your way in right now at RollingLiveStudios.com or hang out. And we'll give you some more chances to win a little later on.
Do you watch the 4th of July hot dog eating contest?
I do not. No.
I do not as well. Mm-hmm. And it's gross.
Yeah.
It's just gross.
Yeah.
Here's a little bit from this year's. Like, it's crazy how much it's built up. It's a 4th of July thing.
Oh, it's huge.
And there are, it looks like thousands of people there. Remember, it used to be like.
Yeah, maybe 25.
Oh, yeah, 36
kind of large
people.
Guys and, yeah. And some real drunk girl going,
people. Yeah. Yes, that are really somehow into it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how. Here's from this year.
If this holds for Joey Chestnut, this park is shouting Joey and Jeffrey Bezos. I'm only going to ask once. Bring Joey to the moon with you, man. He's earned it. Chestnut is a true American treasure.
All right, take it easy.
That does sound like a massive crowd. That sounds like a football.
He deserves
European
to go to
football.
Space. Here's a little bit more.
I don't think he's going to fit in the capsule.
Under 30 seconds remaining, 72 hot dogs and buns unofficially. He is eyeing his own record.
Look at that crowd.
72 hot dogs?
In 10 minutes.
In 10 minutes.
He ended up with 76. Hot dogs and buns.
What's wrong with this planet?
I don't know. This is one of the grosser things to me. Like, I'm all for a record, but he's just like, just jamming it in.
Right. Then the doctors always tell you to eat your food insanely fast and cram it in and don't
try
to digest.
That's what they say. That is true. Yeah. Don't give your body time to digest.
This guy's finally doing it.
Correct.
It's good to see.
Do you want to know some of the tricks that they use to train themselves as athletes?
Sure.
Here it is.
Your air quotes are great.
First, the jaw. It begins with the masseter muscle. Pound for pound, one of the body's strongest. Some competitive eaters train this muscle by chewing 5 or more sticks of gum at once.
Okay. Wow. All right, let's not act like that's crazy.
You do always have some gum in your mouth.
Some people run 60 miles to train for something. This guy's putting 5 or 6 pieces of gum in his mouth. Really?
Well, you know.
Is that training?
Maybe this is a sport I could do.
In fact, we've measured the bite of competitive eaters at 280 pounds of force.
Jaws.
A bite stronger than a German shepherd's. Next, the esophagus. The body relies on rhythmic contractions called peristalsis to move food down the esophagus. Competitive eaters can also use what's called a Valsalva maneuver, kind of like pinching your nose shut and attempting to exhale with your mouth closed to clear your ears. This increases thoracic pressure, and like squeezing a tube of toothpaste can help move the food through the esophagus.
What the hell are you talking about? Plug your nose and close your mouth and
shove it in, baby.
Your thoracic, which is your like ribs.
Someone's dropping in right now. They're thinking it's a very different conversation.
Yes, agreed.
Okay, when you go on film
and a better one.
Yeah, definitely.
I can't imagine doing this.
Well,
training for it. Right. There's more training.
Yeah.
By bouncing up and down, Joey also uses gravity to accelerate the process.
Come on, man.
Yes, he's just jumping up and down.
Doing.
That's it.
I'm doing whatever it takes to get it in. There's nothing pretty about it.
You know, that's definitely a different kind of thing.
And finally, the stomach. Joey pushes the limits of stomach expansion, training his stomach to increase by roughly 400%.
Gross.
Wow.
Gross.
That poor, gross muscle thing in there.
Gross.
Big bag of blah.
400%.
It must be so thin. You just like a needle and pop it.
I would think so. But then this also describes why a lot of these professional leaders are so thin. Listen to this.
Okay.
It's ordinary volume of about 1 liter to more than 4 liters. Body fat takes up valuable space for stomach expansion, which is why many competitive eaters are surprisingly fit.
Oh, that's really weird.
Right? So they're not fat people at all.
What kind of... No, yeah, exactly. You just always expect that's going to be the case, but
It never is.
No. Where do they... How much kind of cash do they get for this? What did he get for winning?
I don't know.
I mean, you know, if you could... I eat insanely myself, not like this, but I mean, if I could get paid for it, I don't know.
I mean, I agree. I've got a few records myself.
Right.
But... Not like this.
No, this is
gross.
No, yeah, not so much.
I can eat like a full large pizza.
Right. Yes.
Which is pretty good for a guy my size.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
What's your record? And then we'll take your calls at 818-955-KLOS, your food eating records.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to think on that. Yeah, I don't know. I do. I used to put away a big giant pizza by myself quite often.
I'm especially good when it comes to dessert. That's my specialty.
Really? Yes. I don't really have a sweet tooth. I don't really care.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
So much. Yeah, yeah,
You
yeah.
go straight to hell.
But, yeah.
I went to dinner with someone who I will not name.
Name up.
They're in my family.
Name up.
And we got a large... You know what a pizookie is?
No.
It's like chocolate chip cookie pie.
Right, okay.
It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
And we got a full-size pizza of one. And it was four different kinds, and it had ice cream on it, and we devoured it.
Wow. You and one other person.
Yes.
Wow. Farrell's would have been approved.
They would have had a little parade for me.
Yeah. And then some lady could join it in a tractor.
So what is your eating record?
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. You're kind of known for it.
Yeah.
Maybe you can shotgun beer faster than anyone else in the world.
Maybe you have video to share with us.
Oh, that would be nice, too.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Although I don't have video. I do have a picture.
Yeah. Oh, you do?
Yes, I do have a picture of my dessert.
Oh, yeah. You should post that. Yeah. So I threw this back in no time flat.
And then 818-955-KLOS. You call us now.
Coming from Metallica. 2 for Tuesday, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Talking about Joey Chestnut getting the world record for eating over the 4th of July for eating hot dogs.
76 of them with buns, right?
Uh-huh.
But no garnish or anything,
like
I suppose.
10 minutes. Oh, what, are you going to be picky now?
Yeah. You got to have onions. You need some mustard on there or mayo, whatever.
So we're asking you for your own eating record.
Yeah, I went to the Changa Casino on a seafood night, and it was all you could eat, main lobsters, the whole lobsters.
Right.
I ate 7 of those and a couple slabs of prime rib.
Wow.
What the hell?
Wow, that's pretty crazy.
Is that normal for you?
No, you know what? It really isn't, but lobster is one of my favorite foods, and you gave like $45 or whatever for the all you can eat.
Nice. So you're getting there done.
You make it worth it.
Taking advantage. That's good. All right, thanks for calling. They don't usually expect to see that happen.
No,
like, oh, maybe this guy will get 2 down. KLOS, your all-time eating record.
Big Texas in Texas. I did a 1-pound potato and a 100-ounce ribeye.
Is that one of those restaurants where you get it free if you eat it?
Yes, and I got it free in under 90 minutes, and it was the worst dinner mistake I ever made.
Yeah, of course.
Why? What happened?
You think it would make you feel good?
I mean, I'm a big guy.
Right.
And there just was not enough room.
Wow.
By the end of it.
Wow.
And then.
Was there a reversal?
A fortune.
Oh, yeah. There was definitely a reversal. It came out about a lot easier than it went down.
Awesome. Thank you for calling. Hi, KLOS. What's your all-time food eating record?
Hey, I don't know if these guys are really athletes.
Yeah, right?
I agree.
Yeah.
They call them athletes, and right. I was using air quotes, but that doesn't really translate on the radio.
Yeah.
I mean, there's athletes that eat a lot.
That's true.
Right. No, I agree.
But not for fun. Not for the hell of it. Not for the glory. That's not where the glory usually comes from. Hi, KLOS. What's your all-time eating record?
I don't know. Eating like two hamburgers. But I have the answer to your
question.
Oh, cool. Thanks for calling.
Nope.
KLOS eating record.
Hold up.
Two hamburgers. Come on.
A gallon of beer and one drink.
That
oh, you mean
is...
like gulp, 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 gulp.
That's
stopping?
Not possible.
Yeah.
A gallon?
That is possible. I did it. A gallon. We used to get milk containers and fill them up with beer because in high school because my buddy's dad had a kegger in his house. He used to keep. Fill them up, come over, and hang out. We lived next door and we party, and I did it twice.
And you have video of it?
No. This is in the 70s.
Oh, that's too bad.
Damn it.
Try it again and send us a video.
You should be fine now. Tweet that video. We are at Kevin and Sluggo. And call us. Your all-time eating record, 818-955-KLOS.
955 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We're talking about Joey Chestnut eating 76 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes, which is gross.
Proud to be an American.
And we're talking to you about your own food eating records.
I had two 4x4 animal styles from In-N-Out and a animal fry. I was hoping to give the answer to the song.
We'll do that in a little while, but yeah. Wow, so how did that all feel later that day?
Great.
Yeah.
I was good. I had a nice workout before, so I, built up my appetite and no problems.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
See, he's an athlete.
Yeah.
Right
there. Exactly.
Yeah.
The glory.
He's an eating athlete.
Yeah. Hi, KLOS, all-time eating record.
Hey, all-time belching record, man. 15.6 seconds. That's how I roll.
Nice. Can you replicate that at all right now?
How?
I don't have any beer yet. Hey, I just cracked a 10-second one, like, after beer, like a minute ago. I'm empty right now.
How is it possible that you got 15.6? Like,
hey.
You got to time it.
The world record is 18.1, but that's the newest thing now is a belching contest.
Well, get back and start working on it. You get back and work on it.
I would go to that one.
I will.
Thank you. Yeah, keep in touch. Let us know how it goes.
We'll sponsor you.
Elf would be proud. Yes, we should. Holy
shit. Be our Olympic athlete.
Hell yeah. Hi, KLOS, your all-time eating and or belching record.
Yeah, I was down in Tijuana, Mexico, and I ate 29 tacos.
Mm, that's pretty good.
Wow,
like
that
fish
is good.
Tacos on the beach?
I don't know what the meat was, but I ate it, and I ate them, and I had 29 tacos. Yep.
Well done, sir. We're very proud of you. That's right. Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS, all-time food eating record.
Yeah, 27 yellow hot chili peppers.
27 yellow hot. I don't know. I'm not familiar with how big that is.
Yeah.
Is that a lot?
I should have thought that through because after I went to the bathroom, are you kidding me? I needed ice.
Was it a dare?
It was not a pleasure. Yeah, it was a dare.
Yeah.
A big old jar of chilies.
And were you drunk?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yay.
That's our man right
there.
He's our second athlete that we're going to sponsor.
We'll be calling you later with a new bet and a new dare.
And here's this. That's beautiful.
That's not continuous, though.
Really nice, though.
It is.
Did he do it?
Ladies and gentlemen, you have your champion!
Yes! That's the actual world championship, right? Of
that
burps.
Sounded questionable.
Yeah, I think
stopped
we
and started a couple
beat
times.
Come
we have $2,000 to give away.
You know, generally when we do these and they go a long time like this particular clip has, people will call and scream out the answer.
Yes, correct.
For whatever reason. Not really sure why they do that. But no one has gotten it this time. No one has said it.
Let me say this. No one's close.
Yeah. It's true.
I don't think we're supposed to give hints, but
I don't think that's a hint, really.
All right. No one's close.
Yeah. If you've been paying attention. All right. So here is your clip. It's worth $2,000. You be caller 13. Tell us the name of the song and the artiste, and you'll take this cash away from us. Finally, please do it. Here it is. What do you think that is? Now's the time to call. Good luck. Aloha.
It's Kevin Eslogos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $2,000, KLOS, who's this?
Johnny.
Please, Johnny.
John,
please.
Take it. Get it out of here.
Please take the money, Johnny.
Okay.
You're caller 13.
Oh, nice. He's willing to.
He's willing to.
I'm easy.
All right.
All right. We're going to play the clip at you again. You tell us what it is, and you can make us very happy people, whatever the hell we are. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Here's your clip. Tell us the name of the song and the artiste. What is that?
Pretenders, middle of the road.
It is not.
Damn it.
Go.
Sorry.
Did you have that in mind for a while? Were you thinking that was what it was?
No, I've had that in mind for a couple days.
Wow. Huh. Very interesting. I can hear that. I see where you're coming from.
It sounds like it could be so many songs.
Yeah,
that's what's
I guess so.
Difficult
yeah.
to
Honestly,
it.
Honestly, I thought it was kind of an easy one when I originally picked
it. Well, you were wrong.
A couple hundred years ago.
Same with me.
All right. Well, thanks for trying, man.
Thanks, man. Later.
Tomorrow between 3 and 4, it'll be worth $2,000.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
In the world of covers, I can definitely smoke that one.
Apocalyptica, yeah, I like that.
Taking on Cream and White Room. Good stuff.
Let's take care of a tiny bit of business first.
Okay.
From last hour when I posted the picture of me with the giant pizookie.
Oh, right.
The size of a giant pizza.
Right, which is actually a cookie with ice cream, and you ate it with one other person.
So many people tweeted me saying, asking for a friend.
Right.
But where is that available?
Ah.
It's at BJ's.
BJ's. Really?
But not takeaway. You have to do it at the restaurant.
Oh, okay. You got
to
pick it out there.
You have to order like the pizookie with the big giant pizza size.
Right.
So for everybody that's asking for a friend, that's where your friend
can go. By themselves, not with you.
Correct. And by the way, also, for those of you saying that I may have had too much sugar, that was like a week and a half ago, that picture.
And you're still bouncing off the walls, but you're okay. It's not really too much sugar, but I'm all right.
So I need more is what I'm
saying.
Yes,
exactly.
Charlotte flight to Bahamas canceled.
Why?
This is going to make your blood boil. Charlotte Douglas International Airport yesterday, they are saying this weekend is projected to be one of the busiest travel weekends of the year.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people already had Monday off, yesterday off.
Right.
So they take the next 4 days and they make it their summer vacation.
You could get a whole 7-8 days.
Yes. So passengers on American Airlines Flight 893 to the Bahamas, Nassau, the Bahamas, were ready to depart.
Excuse me. Went to the Bahamas for a second.
The flight was supposed to depart at 9:30, but there was a mechanical issue.
Oh.
So they were sitting on the plane forever.
Of course.
And you know they don't tell you what's going on.
No.
Oh, there's a mechanical issue. Yeah, somebody's checking on it. We'll get back to you as soon as we have any more information.
Yeah.
Couple hours.
Oh.
They had to get off.
Oh.
Take off all their luggage.
Oh, man. You're going to the Bahamas. This is your plan. You're finally getting away from the insanity of the world.
Yes.
And now get off the plane.
Get off the plane. Get on another plane. Mm. Okay, well, at least we're on a plane that works.
Yeah.
And we can do it. And then there were a group of students from a Boston area high school that decided it was their turn to make a statement about not wearing a mask.
Oh. Good timing.
30 of them. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention still requires masks on all flights.
On a plane.
Okay.
Yeah, I always get sick on a plane. Every time I get on a plane, I come back.
I think
sick. Maybe
wearing a mask on a plane is a good idea permanently.
Yeah.
But if you hate it, I understand you hate it.
Right.
However.
Right, still the rules.
You're ruining everyone else's vacation. There's people on here that you'll hear who say, it's hard for me to get time off.
Right.
I finally got time off and I want to go on this vacation.
Whereas a high school, you can just not go to school anytime you want.
Oh, you little a-holes. Oh. Here's the report.
There is nothing like hitting the skies for that long, relaxing vacation trip. But there was nothing relaxing about American Flight 893.
Some people's vacations were ruined. They were only going for a couple of nights. Now they have to get rebooked.
893 ended up being the flight, or should we say the non-flight from hell. The flight was supposed to depart at 9:30 this morning, but a mechanical issue meant they had to switch planes. And then a group of students from a Boston area high school decided to act up.
It was bad. Firstly, they were yelling, they were cussing, they were being very obnoxious.
Malik Banks sat right next to the 30-plus students.
At issue? Oh, that is not where you want to sit. You don't sit anywhere
right
on that plane.
Next to the 30
But not right
of them.
Next to them. Oh, my God.
Masks. The CDC requires them on all flights because of COVID-19, and the students decided not to wear theirs.
Like, after all this time of not getting taking off or whatever,
yes.
So are they not doing it on the first flight?
Right. They were complying until they felt like it was time to make their statement. Then they took off the masks.
Come on.
Can you imagine?
Why would you wait all that time?
I don't know. Probably
you're
to make a bigger
little jerks.
To make as big a problem as you can for people, I would assume.
Yeah.
But I'm really, really pretty low key. I don't get worked up all that much.
Right.
I goof around. I take it.
Right.
I'm punching someone at that point.
I'm finding out where they live.
I mean, honestly, really, we had mechanical issues and now you're going to make a statement?
Right.
And why didn't American Airlines just take them off?
Yeah, just get out.
They canceled the flight.
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah, what about everybody else?
I don't know. They had to rebook.
Nope.
They had to spend a night at the hotel and rebook a flight for today because they wanted to go on their vacation.
Right.
These high schoolers wanted to make their little statement.
Which did a lot of good, man. It's changed everything. The whole world is different now.
I'm punching somebody at that
point.
That's so frustrating.
Yeah.
It wasn't all of them. I wouldn't say all of them. I'd say 75 to 80% of them were being terrible kids.
All right. So what I would do is I would bring on the police and I would arrest one.
Yeah. There you go.
Drag them off.
Yeah.
And then say, all right, what are the rest of you going to do?
What else you got?
They don't put on a mask.
Right.
Drag them off.
Right.
There's everybody's wearing a mask and they can leave. Why can't they leave?
Right.
Why is my voice going so high?
Because you wanted to go to the Bahamas.
Say smart stuff.
They had to do was follow the rules, put the mask on, sit there, no smart mouth comments, and they couldn't do it.
The net result was the flight was canceled.
How do these teens be able to get to go to the Bahamas anyway?
That's a great question.
Why do they get to go?
I don't know.
And then they're so stupid, they blow it. How stupid they are.
I don't think they blew it. I think that was I don't know.
Well, I mean, they were on the plane. They would have gone, but now they don't get to go because they're stupid.
They're stupid.
They prove nothing.
You're totally right.
Yeah.
Oh, that would annoy me
so
much.
Yeah.
Which means that Christina Randolph gets one less day of vacation.
Well, I'm a nurse, and it's really, really hard to get time off of work. So when you finally get time off of work, you really want to be somewhere where you want to be.
So we sat there waiting for them. Waiting for them to literally give us an answer for 6 hours. I flew from Detroit.
6 hours?
This guy flew from Detroit and was laying over to the Bahamas.
I didn't go to sleep last night at all. Not for a second.
I mean, everyone has to follow the rules. Nobody likes it. No one likes to sit around and do this, but you've got to follow the rules.
I mean, if for no other reason to get yourself to the Bahamas.
Right.
Let's say you hate it, you don't believe in it, whatever. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care.
Yeah, I'm going to the Bahamas.
I want to go to the Bahamas.
Right.
So if that's the price to go to the Bahamas, then I'll put a mask on.
Yeah.
Oh, it drives me crazy.
I hate those kids.
So we're going to take
them.
We're going to take some calls from you at 818-955-KLOS from people who ruined your flight.
Your vacation plans. Right.
They just didn't care about you or anyone
else. Something happened.
Somebody did something that ruined your travel.
Right.
Because it seems to be happening so much lately.
Yeah.
There seems to be one of these stories every day.
Yeah.
Where there's a fight or somebody's charging the cockpit or something else is happening.
Right.
So somebody ruined your vacation.
818-955-KLOS.
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Who and what ruined your vacation?
Well, it wasn't a person. It was a freaking plane.
Okay.
Taken off out of LAX a number of years ago, DC-10, rear engine blows up on takeoff.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd rather it blew off on takeoff than
that's true.
Blew up
over
in the
ocean.
Air.
Yeah.
given the choice, but it was, so I don't know if that fits what you're looking for.
No, sure. At least it wasn't a human doing it.
There's just so many annoyances in life.
Yeah.
Stop being one.
Yeah, exactly.
If
thanks for calling. Yeah, you stupid engine. Hi, KLOS. Who and what ruined your vacation?
Hey, guys. I was on an airplane once. This was a long time ago. I was young, and this was so unfortunate for this lady. Her baby's diaper kind of just leaked out onto me.
Oh,
and,
no.
I had to sit there for the rest of the 3-hour flight with baby. With baby poop on me.
Oh. Wait, let me ask you a question. Did you complain?
I was a nice young...
You're a hero.
Yeah.
You are a hero, my friend.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
That's really amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, he was probably crying inside, you know.
But listen, as somebody who brought kids on a plane, you know the whole plane hates you. You know that.
Yeah, so you walk them down the aisle and they're just looking you right in the face.
You're a hero, man. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
How about that?
Yeah. 818-955-KLOS, who or what ruined your vacation? Just as vacations are beginning to happen again, people planning stuff, everything's got to go south occasionally.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We're talking about these high schoolers that staged a mask off and had a flight canceled.
Too bad it wasn't a face off.
Man, oh man, that must be frustrating. So we're talking about people who ruined your vacation. KLOS.
I was studying in London and the coronavirus sent me back home.
Oh, sent you back home.
So you just got to London and then they made you turn around and fly back home?
I was supposed to be there for like 4 months. I was going to stay an extra 2 months. I had tickets to go see Queen. It was a whole plan.
Oh, and, that's great.
3 weeks in, they're like, hey, you guys got to go home. So they sent us home.
That it was sucks. Awful.
Boo.
Boo, coronavirus.
So COVID-19 ruined your vacation.
No.
Stupid virus.
Right? 100%.
Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS. What ruined your vacation or whom?
I was going to Minnesota for a family reunion, and halfway through the flight, some lady had a heart attack.
Ooh.
And we had to drop her off. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Wow, that's scary. Okay.
Yeah.
So we dropped her off in Phoenix. I mean, long story short, we didn't get to Minnesota. We were supposed to get there like 3 o'clock. We didn't get there till 2 a.m.
Wow.
At least it's something that woman couldn't help.
Right, exactly. Well, she'd done a lot of coke in the bathroom, but other than that. She didn't have to. Right. Thanks for calling.
Hello, KLOS.
Yeah, hi. How's it going, Kevin? It's Lego.
Hey.
Yeah, one time I was flying out of LAX, and I was on my way to Florida, and you know how sometimes the bathroom lines are very, very long in the waiting?
Yes.
And it was kind of trippy because as soon as I was able to get in there, some lady was coming out, and I guess she left her personal massager in the restroom.
Right.
So it kind of threw me off.
And did you use it?
There, and I just saw it sitting right there on the seat.
Did you use it?
I'm pretty sure. I mean, I didn't touch it.
Liar! Burp. What do you mean you didn't touch it?
You used it.
But, I mean, It looked pretty moist, but to be honest, I didn't touch it.
I don't know that that's ruining your vacation, though. It's probably improving it a bit.
Oh, man, I don't know about you, but I'm still pretty rough.
Usually my hangover kind of dissipates by this time of the afternoon. But
yeah, no, you were a little rougher today than most.
Yeah, it was 4th of July, 3-day weekend. Paying for it now.
Over the 4th of July weekend, there was a tractor chase.
Yay!
That happened in Rockwall, Texas.
You got to love a good tractor chase.
Right?
That's a low speed thing.
It was a 4th of July parade. Ooh. And there was a 61-year-old woman, Lori Bostick, who was causing a disturbance at around 11:30. She was on her tractor, and she was not even able to get to the start of the parade.
Was she supposed to be in the parade with her ridiculous? I mean, why? Who cares? Why do people sit around and watch people parade past?
I've never been a parade fan either.
Me either.
Nope. No interest.
I still don't care.
But she was on a tractor, sure. And she really, really wanted to be in the parade.
Right.
And the police said, no, you're causing problems because you're drunk, so maybe you won't be in the
driving a tractor around a bunch of people sitting in lawn chairs.
And she didn't listen to the police, and she decided she wanted to be in the parade anyway. Listen to this.
61-year-old woman is in jail after police say she drove her tractor in the Rockwall 4th of July parade, even though officials said she was not allowed.
Does everybody think her tractor was sexy?
Video from people watching the parade shows Lori Bostick plowing through the parade route on that tractor, even as multiple officers try to get her to stop. Now, police say they were eventually able to force her off the road, where she actually ran the tractor into a fence. Bostick was booked for evading arrest, interference with a processional, and criminal mischief.
Wait, was that last part? Interference with a processional.
I've never heard of that.
No, that's a new one that I need to now be careful of.
Interference with a processional.
So
that's a thing?
Yeah. Shouldn't it be illegal to have processionals because they're so silly? I mean, can we just outlaw
maybe,
that?
Maybe, but is it out? It's really outlawed that you can interfere with a processional.
There must be a law against everything at this point.
I would think so.
I mean, if they decide they want to pull out, hey, you were breathing. You know what? What the hell?
I would think so.
Look at line number whatever.
I was driving on the 134 here in Burbank, and I was trying to get over onto the 101, and there was just a line of cars that wouldn't let me in. I was like, what dicks? I can't believe I can't get in anywhere.
That's us.
And probably 45 seconds later, I realized they all had their headlights on.
Well, they all have their heads.
Yep.
All right, now that's a processional. You probably shouldn't mess
with. Correct.
Okay,
that was the fool like honking on my
car. Come on! What are you guys dead? Move!
I saw the headlights. I was like, what a loser.
Whatever.
But apparently, it's illegal.
Yeah.
To interfere with a processional.
Parade. A processional.
So they were running beside her, which is very funny.
In a tractor.
They were. I posted it
over
at my Twitter at the Kevin Ryder.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they're just running beside her. She could pull away a little bit, but then she turned around and went right back.
It was like, wait, now look at the tractor from this side. Isn't that amazing?
It was like a quarter of a mile parade. But she got arrested
for stopping
a processional. So that's a thing.
It's happy 4th of July.
Right?
I don't know, a twofer from AC/DC and I'm out. I mean, you can't beat it.
Right?
All right, just go home.
Well, let's just go home.
Yeah, just give up.
All right.
Good. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty. I'll see you tomorrow, Kevin.
Peace out. If you would like to join the virtual, your virtual way into the Stand Up and Shout virtual concert for Ronnie James Dio's birthday.
It's happening this Saturday at 2 p.m.
Be caller 13 right now.
Yeah, we'll get you into that.
818-955-KLOS.
And actually, you can get the tickets if you want to purchase them at rollinglivestudios.com. All the proceeds are benefiting Stand Up and Shout Cancer Fund, which is very cool. But we'll just take that money away from them and give you tickets if you're caller 13 right now. And now let's see if we play all of Greta Van Fleet or just fade out of it.
Oh, I like it.
Make it disappear. KLOS. John Lennon and Paul McCartney met on this day in rock in 1957 for the first time at the Woolton Church Parish Fete, where the Quarrymen were playing a show. McCartney impressed Lennon and the Quarrymen by tuning their guitars, something they'd been paying someone else to do for them. It was on this day in rock in 1972 when David Bowie appeared on the UK music show Top of the Pops to play his new single Starman, which ended up being his first hit since Space Oddity 3 years before. It was on this day in rock in 1988 when MTV refused to play Neil Young's video for This Note's For You, citing a policy against videos that mention products. I had mentioned Coke and Pepsi and Miller and Bud. And, you know, actually, the BBC used to have that same policy.